It is 8:40, and at this time every Tuesday morning, we do a little thing called The Bachelor in 60 Seconds.
It's true.
Part-time producer Polly is usually the one talking, and Casey and I are sitting over here rolling our eyes.
I laugh, though, because it just, this whole show is so ridiculous.
But yeah, this show or Bachelor? The Bachelor.
Which
show?
Do you want me to answer that?
Yeah, good point.
Okay.
Which one is more, don't answer that either. Okay, but in part-time producer Polly's absence, the very versatile Jennifer Campbell is here. Who's timing this today? Christy, are you going to time this? Christy, our producer? Okay. You know, if you keep up doing such a good job, maybe we'll just keep you until part-time to go stay part-time somewhere else. All right, Jenna, you all set?
I think so. Okay. I think I'm ready to do The Bachelor in 60 seconds.
Yeah. You know the number one rule, right?
Tell people that I might spoil it for them.
No.
I'm not going to spoil it for you. Don't worry.
Okay.
I won't.
One rule in this and every other...
Don't screw up.
That's the number one rule in life, basically.
All right.
All right, here we go.
I thought it was admit your mistakes and be fallible. What if I pull in Adele, like on the Grammys the other night? Can I just...
You can start over again. This will be The Bachelor in 60 seconds, okay. in 60 seconds. All right, here we go.
Okay, so The Bachelor was on television. I think his name is Nick. Some people kissed. I got a glass of wine. Then two girls had a fight, and then I checked my Instagram.
Wait a minute, they had a fight?
There's a fight. Like, not punching, just meh.
Okay.
And then some girls cried. Rachel cried, Corinne cried, Vanessa cried, Nick cried, and then I cried. Because when is it over?
People crying.
And then I got another glass of wine. Mm-hmm. And then I checked Facebook, then I checked Twitter, then I checked my pulse, and then three other girls cried. And then he sent one of them home, and then I almost fell asleep. So I got up and I got another glass of wine, then I switched it to the National, because really, let's be serious, Peter Mansbridge is way better looking than that bad. Look, I had time to spare. That was it. That's what happened.
That's fantastic.
Wow, that's what I did.
You know, in all honesty, that's the most understandable recap I've ever heard about this thing.
I know exactly what that show's about.
People cried.
Yeah.
And me drinking.
And Peter Mansbridge is better looking than The Bachelor. I got a lot out of this today.
Okay, hey, good. I'm glad. Maybe he should be our next Bachelor.
Peter Mansbridge?
What is he going to do after July? He's available.
Just think about it. Canada's first silver fox bachelor. Wait, is he single? Does it matter?
I don't think he is.
Well, he was hooking up with that girl at work for a while, but then they're the DIVORCE, right? See, you're right, Casey. There's way more fun with Peter Mansbridge's love life than there is
just
with that
think about it.
Doofus that's on the reality show. Yeah. And he won't cry as much.
Who, Peter Mansbridge?
Yeah.
Although, who knows? Maybe he will.
Gender roles. I think all men should express their feelings in any way they choose, and crying is good and healthy, but it's that voice.
That's right.
Listen to
and
him.
The stance.
Mm.
Yeah.
Are you wearing pants under that news desk?
No, of course he's not. Peter Mansbridge doesn't wear pants.
Sorry, that got dirty quickly. Mm. Yeah. Wasn't he hooking up with the girl? They married.
I'm not talking
Valerie?
About this. I'm not
Vanessa.
Getting.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Wendy.
Wendy. That's
why
right.
Do I have to give the dirt on my man, Peter Mansbridge?
Dirt on Peter.
Honestly.
So I'm not telling you. Her name's Wendy.
They had a little inter-office romance.
It wasn't a little anything.
It was a marriage. Yes. Then they had a big divorce.
Yes.
And now you never see them on the CBC at the same time.
Want to bet? You sure do.
Is she under the desk?
Now he's married. Married. Oh, my dear.
All right. We'll just
Wendy,
cut the traffic.
Cut the traffic.
No. Who's he married to now?
Get the lawyer on line one.
Who's he married
please.
To now?
I'm not talking anymore about
this. Do you
this.
Know his ex-wife?
Yes. The lady from Street Legal.
Oh, well, he should really stop screwing around with people he works with.
And don't they have a very nice home in Stratford?
They certainly do.
Yeah. Do they? How many wives has our friend Peter had now? I can count. That's two.
I'm pretty sure this
Jen is
filling
third,
number
the,
three.
The bachelor.
When I'm there for the barbecue this summer...
You're
because
going to
we
the,
go every year. It's a beautiful, like, it's a, you don't call it a home.
What do you mean
this
we
is like
go every year? How the hell do you get invited to that?
It's Peter Mansbridge.
You
really?
Don't get invited to that
every
at all.
Summer.
You're lying.
I'm okay.
You did not.
Okay.
I want proof.
Super jealous.
I want proof.
Yeah.
I want to see your
Farwell.
Facebook page.
Yeah. Did you get under the desk? How'd you get that invite?
Cell phones get left at the door when you get there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do they
oh, is that kind of party? Keys too? Did you leave your keys in a bowl? That's why Peter has so much fun at work.
That's why we go to his parties.
Who do you take with you? Who do you take? Not your mom.
Is it?
No.
No. You know what?
Casey.
Let's just leave it right
how
there.
How come he gets to go to Peter Mansbridge's house?
I don't know. Why can't we go to Peter
Man's?
Why can't
we?
Have you listened to the two of you for the past 90 seconds? That's why you can't go to Peter Man's Bridges' house.
I think I've not been married three times to people I work with. I mean, I might have made out in the prize room once or twice, but at least I didn't marry them all.
I think we should get the invite this year.
I just want to invite back to the prize room.
All right.
You know what's going to happen right here, right now? And I'm going to make it happen now because I'm annoyed with the both of you.
Are we going to get invited?
No.
Oh.
I'm going to let the traffic music run out.
No, don't.
And it has to start over again because we get so much trouble for that. Exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
It's already 8:45.
I'm sad that Peter Mansbridge's life is so much more exciting than mine.
Let's do Country 106.7 traffic. See if we can restart the traffic.
Casey, you want to go make out in the prize closet?
Yeah, sure. What else is there to do, right?
How about the traffic?
Here it comes. And
trouble. There's the phone ringing.
Okay.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
It's my Valentine, Casey McDonald.
All right. I'm going to do traffic now before this bed runs out.
Oh, what a good idea.
Sorry.
However did you think that should be something we do tonight?
I'll do this. You work on getting the proof that you went to Mansbridge's party.
I will show you the pictures.
And then, I don't believe you.
That's fine.
Okay, so you've got 30 seconds to find that photo.
You got 38 seconds to finish this traffic report.
All right, on the eastbound 401, delays James Snow over to Trafalgar and Winston Churchill through to here, Ontario.
How about the delays westbound on getting to the traffic report this morning?
Well, they're fine. They're back up to speed, so we're good. On the westbound 401, it's moving well through the region. Highway 8 eastbound still slow heading out onto the 401. In town, all crash-free.
What about Highway 78 to Stratford? We
How
should get at that right now.
How about the traffic jam in Peter's driveway because it's a key party? I didn't know he was a swinger, Farwell. You gave us so much good information.
No.
Listen, Highway 78 out towards Stratford is fine.
Thank you.
So if you need to go to Mansbridge's party right now,
line up
smooth
now.
Sailing.
All right, perfect.
But social event of the year.
If you spot a traffic issue, you can call me at Star 401.